GOP Rep. Clyde, House metal detectors unconstitutional, I'm going to take them to court. By Jeff Poore on February 6, 2021. Last week, Reps. Louis Gohmert, RTX, and Andrew Clyde, RGA, were slapped with a $5,000 fine for allegedly bypassing metal detectors put in place entering the House floor in the wake of the January 6 incident at the U.S. Capitol. Friday on FNC's The Ingram Angle, Clyde vowed to challenge the fines, calling the metal detectors unconstitutional. Partial transcript as follows. Clyde, well, this is a constitutional issue. Those metal detectors are there to detain us or two. And that's a violation of Article I, Section 6 of the Constitution. We're going to the House floor to vote. We represent 700,000 people in our districts. And the Constitution says that we cannot be impeded when we go to the floor to vote. And those metal detectors. Ingram, Congressman, are you going to pay the $5,000? Are you going to pay the $5,000? Clyde, I'm going to fight it. I'm going to appeal it. And then I'm going to take them to court, because this is unconstitutional. We're all set up to do that. And, but I had to have standing, Laura. Ingram, maybe you can ask Nancy if you could borrow some of her ice cream and sell that for the $5,000. That would probably cover it. But are you going to do it again, because it gets $10,000 next time, because it's like running up the tab here? Are you going to go, through the metal detector next time? Clyde, I think I've already done it at least a couple of times. That fine was for a couple of days ago. I've had a couple of times since then, I think, so I'm probably up to $25,000 by now. Ingram, maybe next time detention and you have to write it on the board 100 times, I will not go through the metal detector. Congressman, thank you so much. Great to see you. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.